Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Colter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and to understand the truth of the Bible. And we saw in the last segment a pedophilia in the Catholic Church. This is number two. And we're going to see why the system cannot be repaired. Because they are unwilling to change, and they are not of God, and they are not of those who would repent. Because the whole Roman Catholic Church is built on lie after lie after lie after lie, and no truth can come from a lie. Just like no lie can come of the truth. Now, they may pervert things which are true to make it fit what they want and turn it into a lie. And they think they're doing good. Now then, let's see what Jesus said. Matthew 7, verse 13. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many, that means the majority of people, are those who enter through it. For narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way that leads to life, and few are those who find it, because living in this world to live a godly life and to love God and keep His commandments is a difficult proposition. Because you have to go against the tide of the world. That's why Jesus says, come out of her, my people. Now, verse 15, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing and nice robes and smiles and all of this sort of thing. Have you seen the ad where here's the grandmother and she has a cough? And she has this maybe flu, and it shows her picking up the granddaughter, and then her head turns into a wolf. That's a good depiction of how the Christianity of this world and the religions of the world are. They appear nice and kind and good and ceremonial and all of this sort of nonsense. But they're all wolves in sheep's clothing. That's what Jesus said. Let's read it. Sheep's clothing, for within they are ravening wolves. Now think about that as a description. Is that not true? If you have a priest in a parish, and he's teaching the parish and teaching the children and watching the children, and he has his eyes on a child that he wants to molest. So what does he do? He says, would you like to be an altar boy or an altar girl to help in the services? Well, what do you think an innocent boy or girl is going to do? Going to say yes. Little do they know that in the evil mind of that priest, he's setting the child up for pedophilia.
A Catholic priest has confessed he sexually abused around 20 boys decades ago on the U.S.-controlled island of Guam, but was never prosecuted. Other church members were aware of the situation, but only suggested the priest pray and repent for his sins. In a phone interview with a local radio station, the priest said it was possible that he abused an altar boy. He also stated he regretted his actions. The priest went on to say that he assaulted several children. One of the alleged victims made his testimony public years after the incident took place.
One night, in the early morning hours, I was awakened by someone touching my private area, my penis, and massaging and masturbating me. I was shocked, very frightened. Told the priest to leave me alone, but he continued to do what he was doing.
Despite the priest's confession, he can't be prosecuted under the current law. Due to the timing of his supposed crimes, the statute of limitations for child molestation stands at just 2 years. In a separate interview, he claimed he now knows that what he did was wrong, but at the time, he saw no fault in his actions.
At that time, I got the impression that kids liked it. so I went ahead with it. But now, of course, I know it's wrong, and I'm paying for it.
Cases in which the church has been accused of sexual assault on minors are widespread, to the extent that associations exist to help those who suffered. We talked to a director of the Survivors Network of those abused by priests.
Some children are so harmed that they bury the memories and are unable to come forward for many, many years or sometimes decades. And some children are so harmed that they bury their injury in drugs or alcohol or suicide. And when you allow vile, cruel child sex abusers to continue to practice, if they're able to escape the first 2 years, this allows them to continue to abuse children for decades. Child abusers will abuse 60, 70, 100 different children. 2 years is outrageous. There should not be any time limit because the injury, for one, is a lifetime injury.
That's the Roman Catholic Church multiplied thousands and thousands of times over all the time. That's why God says, come out of her, my people. Verse 16, you shall know them by their fruit. So look at the result of it. You get that report from the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, and you read that report. That tells you how sick and evil and wretched that it is within.
We're here to live the gospel, and that is to love God and love our neighbor as we love ourselves.
Father Dermot Rogers says he's tired of hearing stories from people who say they feel shut out by the Roman Catholic Church because of their sexuality or past experiences. He's on a mission and posted his plans on Facebook to create an all-inclusive Roman Catholic parish in San Diego that would allow the divorced, remarried, LGBTQ, and women in ordained ministry.
One of the earliest statements that the Holy Father made about equality and about gays and lesbians in the world was, who am I to judge? And a whole theology is becoming formed from that very statement.
Pope Francis has made headlines for what some call compassionate stances on issues like gay priests and the role of women in the church. The Pope has maintained his statements adhere to Catholic doctrine to love all people. In the Roman Catholic Church, one must be male and not married to be eligible to be ordained a priest.
They don't worship God, the true God. They worship Satan, the devil. Here, I'll prove it. Revelation 13. It's exactly what God has said. Now, if God has said it, it's true. And you can know it by their fruits. What do they have? Statues, idols, rosary, different things like this. And they have all the days that God has said in his word, do not keep or observe. And what are all of these days for? For the children, of course. Because Satan wants to keep them deceived. Do you help him do that by having them participate in Halloween and Christmas and Easter and New Year's? Oh, but those are so much fun. But of course, Satan wants you to have fun to keep you deceived. Now, Revelation 13, verse 4. And they worship the dragon, who is Satan the devil, who gave his authority to the beast. Now, a little sidebar here. You read about Jesus being tempted by Satan the devil, and what did Satan offer him if he would bow down and worship him just once? All the kingdoms of the world and the glory and the power of them, because men have delivered it to Satan the devil, and he is the one who is the God of this world that people are worshiping, not the true God. What day do most people go to church on who profess Christianity? Sunday, right? Yes. who owns that day. That's the day of the sun god, who is a representative of Satan. And God says, remember the Sabbath day, the seventh day, to keep it holy. Now you stop and think, where do you stand with God? Who are you worshiping? Doesn't matter if they read the Bible, because even Satan quoted the Bible to Jesus and said, you know, do this, and God will surely do it because it's written. Okay? Reading the scriptures are not enough. You have to read them, understand them, live by them, obey them, and worship God altogether. So don't be deceived by the fact that someone reads the scripture, because I have watched TBN so many times, it's vomit-turning, because they all read scripture and misinterpret it and lead the people astray. Now, back to Matthew 7. Let's come down here to verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who is doing the will of my Father who is in heaven. Do you know the will of the Father? Every word in the Bible is the will of God the Father that relates to God and what we should do. And how to stay out of evil, avoid evil, don't get into it, don't practice it, don't think it, don't live by it. Yes, people can make their outward appearance look good, but God wants to know what's in your mind and what's in your heart. And that's what conversion is all about. Let's go on. So they will say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy through your name? Oh, yes, we used the name of Jesus. And did we not cast out demons through your name? And did we not perform many works of power through your name? Now, I saw an ad the other night about this one man. He's going around the world and preaching the second coming of Christ to all of these nations, and he's deceiving them all, and he says that he's converted 43 million in the world. That's not of God. That's a false Christ and a false preacher. Now, verse 23, I want you to ponder on this for just a minute. Then I, Jesus, will confess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work lawlessness. Now, lawlessness comes, transgression is one way, replacing the commandments of God with tradition. Now, come here to Mark, the seventh chapter, and let's look at something very important, because if you're a Catholic, and you better start making your way out of that if you want to get right with God, you live by tradition, by idols, by superstition, by fear, not godly fear. Here we have the religious leaders of Judaism. And what did Jesus say of them? We'll see it in a little bit, and why he said it. Now, this was a dispute over eating food without first ceremonially washing your hands. They wanted to know why his disciples didn't do that. Verse 6. Then Jesus answered and said to them, well did Isaiah prophesy concerning you hypocrites. Now, isn't that absolutely true? If there's someone supposedly representing God who is not preaching the word of God, the love of God, the truth of God, and obedience to God, are they not hypocrites? Are not Roman Catholic priests who stand there in the pulpit and preach to the people and are searching out their little pedophilia plans, are they not lying, deceiving, satanic hypocrites? What else could you call them? Now, when you see them, they talk to you, they're nice and smile and all of this sort of thing. But it makes you wonder what's going on inside of the mind as he's looking around at the children.
A stunning moment at Sunday Mass. Washington's Catholic Archbishop, Cardinal Donald Wuerl, heckled by a parishioner. Just 3 weeks after a Pennsylvania grand jury report accused 300 priests over 70 years of abusing more than 1,000 child victims. Cardinal Wall facing calls to resign for allegedly failing to deal with the scandal when Bishop of Pittsburgh, an accusation he denies. In today's sermon, well received by some, he asked,
"For forgiveness in any of my errors of judgment, for any of my inadequacies."
In Rome this morning, Pope Francis remains silent on the scandal rocking the church. He too accused, without evidence, of a cover-up by his former ambassador to the U.S., Archbishop Carlo Maria Vergano, who's called for the Pope to resign. Instead, Pope Francis stuck to today's gospel lesson, urging the faithful to be vigilant against vanity, greed, and hypocrisy. Catholic infighting, reformers against conservatives, and anger over sex abuse spilling over once again, sending another shockwave through the Catholic community. Keir Simmons, NBC News, London.
Let's go on here. As it is written, "This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men." Commandments of men. What is the greatest commandment of men to deceive people? Keeping Sunday.
And I am pleased to announce that starting on Sunday, September 2nd, the Archdiocese of Toronto and the National Catholic Broadcasting Council will partner to bring the Sunday TV Mass to a national audience on this channel.
In his catechesis, the Pope reflected on the commandment to keep holy the Lord's Day and spoke of the meaning of rest.
L'uomo non si è mai riposato tanto come oggi, eppure l'uomo non ha mai sperimentato tanto vuoto come oggi. La domenica è la giornata per fare pace con la vita, dicendo la vita è preziosa. Non è facile, a volte è dolorosa, ma è preziosa.
Keeping the Sabbath, which you can do at home, with church at home, is the first step out of this world. And is the first step for you to make connection with God. And is the first step for you to begin to understand the truth of God. As I have said, and I challenge you, you take the Sabbath challenge, which is this. You keep the Sabbath at home from Friday night sundown to Saturday night sundown for a whole month and study the Bible, the Word of God, and the best Bible you can get is the Holy Bible in its original order, a faithful version, and then see what you have learned, and you will be amazed. For leaving the commandment of God, you hold fast the tradition of men. That's exactly what Roman Catholicism has done, what every other religion in this world has done, and what the majority of Protestants have done to a very high degree, especially in Sunday keeping, because in vain they cannot find Sunday keeping in the Bible. You get our booklet, Rome's Challenge to the Protestants, written by Cardinal Gibbon, a Roman Catholic who says, Sunday is our institution. And he says, if you want to follow God, you got to keep the seventh day Sabbath, Saturday. Now, isn't that an amazing thing to contemplate? That God inspired a Roman Catholic cardinal to write a series of four articles in 1893, published every Sabbath in the Catholic Mirror. What an ironic thing, isn't it? That your enemy would tell you the truth. But his conclusion ended up this way, that unless you keep the Sabbath, You have nothing to do with what the Bible says. Sunday is a Catholic institution, and you're stealing our words, so the best thing to do is come home to Rome. Amazing. You need that booklet. For leaving the commandment of God, you hold fast the tradition of men, such as the washing of pots and cups, and you practice many other things like this, such as rosaries and beads and confession. All right? Holy water and infant baptism. Think of it. None of that's in the Bible.
We see in this white baptismal garment.
Now continuing. Then he said to them, "Full well do you reject the commandment of God that you may observe your own tradition." All right? That's why everything is upside down and backward. Now, we will come back here to Isaiah 8. And let's see a prophecy of how we can understand, especially for those of you who, if what I'm saying to you is a shock, and I'm hateful to Catholics. No, I'm not. It's the Catholic Church that's hateful to its own people. Do you grasp that? If they don't bring you to the true God with the truth of God, are they not deceiving you? And is that not hateful to you?
I'm a little different type of Catholic priest. I belong to an Eastern tradition. What does that mean? The Catholic Church is actually composed of 24 rites or churches or traditions and 23 Eastern or Oriental traditions. And all 24 of them recognize the authority of the Pope. All these churches share the same sacraments, faith, and doctrine. The only difference is the style of liturgical celebrations and traditions. Why we have so many rites or traditions? The reason the apostles went into the whole world proclaiming the good news of Christ and establishing churches according to the local traditions and cultures.
Think about it. See, the problem is today people have not been taught the truth and righteousness and goodness, and they've not been taught how to think properly. Verse 19, Isaiah 8. And when they say to you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits and to wizards that peep and mutter.
Did you hear that?
Now there's even a program on the channel. They're seeking after ghosts. They're going into houses. They're going into caves. They're going into places where known demon activity and spiritual activity has taken place. And this, they think, will help them have more power. Whatever it is, God says, those are lying, deceiving spirits, and stay away from them. But here's the excuse they give. Should not a people seek to their God? And should not the dead be sought on behalf of the living? So we can, they have seances. Oh, how many seances did they have trying to connect with Houdini? You can read that. You can watch it on television. So here's the way you get away from it, verse 20. To the law. And the law of God's perfect. If anybody says anything otherwise, and you can know Jesus didn't do away with it, and neither did the Apostle Paul, because no man can tell God what to do. And to the testimony. If they do not speak according to this word. Now, here's something. Isn't it interesting? When you go and you read about Moses and the children of Israel, it is always this, and the Lord God said to Moses, speak to the children of Israel. So, those who are to be preaching today are to be representing God. And if they use the Bible, they have to say, this is what the Bible says, because God said so, and these are the written, recorded words of God, translated in whatever language you need. Now, come here to 1 Timothy 6. because Satan likes to infiltrate churches where they speak the truth. Now, let's pick it up here in verse 3. If anyone teaches any different doctrine and does not adhere to the sound words, plural, that means the whole message of Jesus Christ. If anyone teaches any different doctrine and does not adhere to the sound words, even those of our Lord Jesus Christ and the doctrine that is according to godliness, he is proud and knows nothing. Rather, he has a morbid attraction to questions and disputes over words, from which come envy, arguments, blasphemy, wicked suspicions, vain reasonings of men who have been corrupted in their minds and are destitute of the truth, men who believe that gain is godliness. From such withdraw yourself. That's what you are to do. That's why we have church at home. And we have many, many, many things that you can use. So you can learn, so you can grow in grace and knowledge, so you can prepare for the return of Christ. You go to our other website, truthofgod.org, and there we have hundreds and hundreds of sermons covering in depth almost the entire Bible. Now, we have the Holy Bible in its original order on an app for your phone. You can go to afaithfulversion.org, and you can check it out, and then there will be the information on how you can download it on your smartphone. And there is the audio. You can listen to it. Revelation chapter 17. And one of the seven angels who had the seven vials came and spoke with me, saying to me, "Come here, I will show you the judgment of the great whore who sits upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. And those who dwell on the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication." Then he carried me away in the spirit to a wilderness. And I saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet beast that had seven heads and 10 horns, full of names of blasphemy. And the woman was clothed in purple and scarlet, and was adorned with gold and pearls and precious stones. And she had a golden cup in her hand, filled with abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. So we are trying to provide everything that we can to help everyone that we can come to the knowledge of the truth of God and come to repentance and come to baptism, to grow in grace and knowledge, to be ready for the resurrection when Jesus Christ returns. And that's not too far down the road. So be sure to write for our book, Lord, What Should I Do? Why Christianity is Failing, and if you still have doubts about the Bible, order our booklet, How Credible is the Bible? And be sure and go to our click-through to the grand jury report by the Pennsylvania Attorney General, and you can get the whole written report and download it for yourself. And also, you can download the video of the report, which is very profound. That will help you understand some of the problems that they are facing. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.